We're going to hear now from two people I've talked with over the years. Both of them have family members who were killed in al-Qaeda attacks. For Susan Hirsch, Osama bin Laden's name became a part of her life years before 9/11. Her husband, Abdurrahman Abdullah, known as Jamal, was killed when al-Qaeda attacked U.S. embassies in Africa in 1998. She says that last night, when she first heard bin Laden was dead, she had a mixed reaction.
I felt an intense rush of emotion and probably confusion and maybe some fear, and in some ways surprise, you know, the way when you are thinking about something for a very, very long time and you get to the point where you stop thinking that it might ever happen.
I was wondering if over time, if Osama bin Laden did come to personify to you, what happened with your husband Jamal? Was that sort of the face of that tragedy?
I think early on he was, and then as it became clearer what al-Qaeda was and as his position in al-Qaeda shifted, I think he no longer summed it all up for me. I had sort of moved on beyond him.
Was there any part of you that felt relief when you heard he'd been killed?
To be honest, no. I think that little bit of fear turned into a concern, you know, a concern for what might be done in response or retaliation, at least for the short term.
When you've seen the crowds who've gathered before the White House and at Ground Zero in New York chanting USA and singing the Star Spangled Banner, how did that register with you?
I think sort of complicated feelings about it. I completely understand the high emotions that we all feel at this news. But I've heard it described as celebrating his death, and that I can't do. I can celebrate that the administration, the Obama administration, was really committed to making sure bin Laden couldn't hurt anybody else. But to celebrate his death is just, it's not an emotion that I have.
Mm-hmm. I imagine you're getting a lot of phone calls today from people, friends, family.
I am.
What are those phone calls like?
It's an acknowledgement of yet another step. These are all markers and milestones as we move past them.
That's Susan Hirsch, whose husband was among more than 200 people killed when al-Qaeda bombed the U.S. embassy in Tanzania, as well as the embassy in Kenya, in 1998. 3 years later, John Vigiano lost two sons when al-Qaeda struck the World Trade Center. John Jr. was a New York City firefighter. Joe Vigiano was an NYPD detective. And John, you and I met at Ground Zero about 6 months after the 9/11 attacks. Thanks very much for talking with us. It's good to talk to you again.
Yes, ma'am. Same here.
I'm curious to hear your reaction to the news that Osama bin Laden was killed. What went through your mind when you first found out?
Well, when I first heard it, you know, there was a certain amount of justice has been served. But the skepticism in me was it him? And I wanted to be sure. I wanted to hear it from the President of the United States that it was proof positive. So I waited for the president to make his speech, and I was very moved by it. I was not elated. I wasn't jumping for joy as if the Dodgers won the series or the Giants won the Super Bowl. It was very subdued because I saw too many people over the last 8 years who were injured, maimed, whose families have been destroyed because of this evil being.
You know, when you and I met at Ground Zero, you were there watching people combing through the rubble pile still 6 months after the attacks. The body of your son, Joe, had been found, but the body of John Jr. had not.
Since
that time, was John's body recovered? Were his remains ever identified?
No, it's never been recovered. And it's, you know, I can only imagine what parents who sent children off to war and got a letter saying MIA. You know, when I was a firefighter during the Vietnam War, and it was just three letters in the alphabet. Never really understood what they meant. Now I do. And it's horrible.
I wonder, John, if you've been having a conversation with your sons in your mind over the last 24 hours.
Oh, believe me, I talk to them a lot.
I bet.
I do.
What has that conversation been like in the last 24 hours since you learned Bin Laden was killed? What is that? What's been going on?
Like I told the boys last night when I went to bed, you know, justice was served, son. He did a lot of evil things to a lot of good people. This is, and our Navy SEALs went and got him. And maybe you'll rest a little better.
Well, John Vigiano, it's good to talk to you again. Thanks so much.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you.
John Vigiano, senior in Deer Park, New York. He told me every night when he says his prayers, he says good night to his two sons, John Jr. and Joe. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.